For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. A massive tax and spend bill is on the way to President Joe Biden's desk for approval. Democrats say the measure, which tackles everything from health care to energy, will improve the lives of Americans and make things more affordable. Republicans and other skeptics say the measure will make inflation worse, due in part to greater amounts of government spending. Former President Donald Trump says he wants to help the country in the wake of an FBI raid at his Florida home. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Former President Trump, in an interview with Fox News Digital, said his people have reached out to the Justice Department to try and quell outrage over the raid last week, where boxes of highly sensitive documents were seized. The former president said the FBI operation was the latest in a series of scams that have ushered in a very dangerous time. He called the search of his home a sneak attack and again hinted at the possibility that agents could have planted evidence. An unsealed property receipt shows the FBI took 11 sets of classified documents from Mar-a-Lago last Monday.
A medical doctor says it does not make sense that tennis star Novak Djokovic may not be able to travel here and play at the U.S. Open. The issue right now involves Djokovic's vaccination status. Talking about this on Fox & Friends, Dr. Nicole Sapphire said vaccine mandates are culture-driven, not data-driven.
And the United States It remains in the global minority when it comes to these global entry requirements of having to show proof of vaccination to enter the country. Now, up until June, you had to show proof of vaccination and a negative test to come into the United States. In June, they got away from that test. They said you still just have to show that you're vaccinated. But isn't that a little ironic? You can be actively infected, have COVID, spread it to other people, but as long as you show proof of vaccination, come on right in. I mean, that doesn't actually make sense.
Sapphire adds that Djokovic had COVID at the end of last year, so his immunity is, in her opinion, probably stronger than the majority of people who got COVID shots in early 2021.
And the fact that he is a 35-year-old healthy male, that having that COVID infection has already just decreased his already nominal risk of COVID just a little bit more. I mean, at this point, the CDC thankfully updated their recommendations. They're no longer going to delineate between vaccinated and unvaccinated. They're finally acknowledging natural immunity provides some protection. And the fact that people who are vaccinated and boosted, they're getting breakthrough infections. These vaccines and boosters do not have the ability to prevent infection and prevent transmission long term. Any protection they have only lasts a few weeks.
More COVID news on AFN.net. Starbucks is asking the National Labor Relations Board to temporarily suspend all union elections at its U.S. stores after a career employee with the labor board told the company of alleged improper coordination between regional NLRB officials and the union. In a letter sent today to the NLRB, Starbucks said the employee informed the company about numerous issues in the NLRB's St. Louis office while it was overseeing a union election at a Starbucks store in Overland Park, Kansas, earlier this spring. The store is one of 314 U.S. Starbucks locations where workers have petitioned the NLRB to hold union elections since late last year. The majority of those Starbucks stores have voted to unionize. Starbucks opposes the unionization effort. Sports fans might see NFL referees cracking down on one particular penalty this season. Here's Fox's Jared Max.
Illegal contact on the defense, 5 yards, automatic first down. If the first week of the NFL preseason is any indicator, this coming NFL regular season will get painted yellow with penalty flags to be thrown for illegal contact. The NFL's competition committee told NFL officials to watch out for this infraction that last season went largely unnoticed, unpoliced. Over the entire 18-week regular season in 2021, there were a total of 36 penalties called for illegal contact. Nearly half this amount was reached in the first week of the 2022 preseason. 15 such penalties, 21 fewer than all of last regular season.
In final news, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline today, $3.95. Find more news on AFN.net.